So what does an inspiration from a gag gift from Germany, one of the legendary toy brands, and Mattel have in common? Well, it's a brand story that women can aspire to be whatever they want to be. This is The Table for One, and I am your host, Dakshina Dintaya, bringing you brand narratives less heard of every alternate week on the Deliberate Talks podcast. And today, we talk about the legendary doll brand who has sparked the imagination of countless children worldwide, inspiring them to dream fearlessly and embrace the boundless potential. Yes, we're talking about Barbie, but before we get into it, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So in the year 1959, one of Mattel's co-founders, Ruth Handler, observed her daughter playing with paper dolls. That's when she noticed that her daughter and her friends preferred giving their dolls adult roles rather than keeping them as children. At that time, most of the dolls in the toy market were a representation of infants. In fact, her inspiration to bring this idea to life came during her family vacation in Europe when she came across the German dolls called Bill Lily. This doll, which was originally designed as a gag gift for adults, could be purchased in places like tobacco shops, bars, and adult-themed toy shops. In fact, Ruth brought a few of them back to US and proposed her concept once again to Mattel, this time with a prototype. And after a lot of persuasion and determination, Mattel decided to produce the doll. Ruth named the doll after her daughter Barbara, and hence, Barbie was founded. In fact, the first Barbie doll was introduced at New York Toy Fair in 1959, and despite initial doubts, Barbie went on to become a huge success, revolutionizing the toy industry and becoming a cultural icon in this process. But in this process, a lot of people also found the similarity between Barbie and Bill Lily. And hence, in 1964, Mattel bought the copyrights and patent rights and took the Bill Lily out of production. But by then, around 130,000 dolls were already manufactured. Since then, Barbie has held over 200 career roles. And in 1980, Barbie depicted itself as a surgeon, which at that time was quite rare for women to opt for that role. Did you know? Barbie also ran for multiple presidential elections since 1992. But one of the most interesting career stories in Barbie's history involves her journey into the space, which occurred years before the real-life woman would make the same voyage. In 1965, 4 years before Neil Armstrong's historic moon landing, and 16 years before Sally Ride would travel to the space, Mattel released Miss Astronaut Barbie. But while Barbie had a lot of hits, they had their shares of misses too, which stirred a lot of controversies for the brand. Like for example, in 1997, Mattel and Nabisco, the makers of Oreo, released an African Oreo Fun Barbie as a cross-promotion between the two brands. This enraged the fans, ending in a backlash that led the dolls to be instantly pulled out of the market. Now, for those who didn't know, Oreo is a derogatory term hurled at the black people who were accused of acting white. And like these, there were several other versions of Barbie which parents rejected for their kids because of the impact it would leave on them. Now, while the brand motive would have been different, the community voice continued to drive the good and the bad for the brand. However, today, to connect to the digital generation, Barbie has a video blog on YouTube which discusses various topics such as bullying, mental health, self-confidence, and more. This is a part of Mattel's effort to portray Barbie as a positive role model for the future. The YouTube channel, interestingly, has over 11 million subscribers as of date. And as the society moves forward, so does Barbie, and hence you'll see her in various roles like robotic engineers and game developers today. This all leads to Ruth's vision that Barbie is a portrayal that girls can aspire to be whatever they want to be. That's it for today. So which is your favorite version of the Barbie doll? Think about it, and meanwhile, don't forget to subscribe to the audio and video channels of The Deliberate Talks and The Pixelated Egg. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.